politics. It's all politics. It's basically fantastically easy for the government to say, well, let's have 80% targets in 2050, which is so far away that they know perfectly well that they're not going to be around and few of us will be. Having said that, it is a very, very important international signal because it's the most ambitious in the world and it basically says Britain is serious. And no one's going to take these climate change talks seriously unless the rich countries, led by people like Britain, are seen to be putting in very, very strong commitments to future change. So that is extraordinarily good news. It was kind of, it's been a 5-year long, long haul by a lot of environment groups and others, they've won. In a way, you know, it's the numbers game. It doesn't really mean very much. But having said that, in international terms, it is important.
What will we have to do in order to meet this target?
To meet this target, it's so unbelievably advanced that it's horrendous to think what will have to happen. in the last 10 years, we have not managed to reduce our emissions at all, effectively. In fact, they're still going up. So we have to reduce them by more than half. I mean, this is really very, very difficult. It effectively means you have to have a different low-carbon economy within 35, 40 years. And for that to happen, it's got to start happening very quickly, because the later you leave it, the longer you leave it, the harder it is to get there. So if this government is really serious, it means it has to hit renewable targets, it has to hit energy savings targets. It's really got to go for it now. I mean, they're committed.
What effect will the coming economic recession have on these efforts to reduce emissions?
Well, just talking about that today, ironically, if it were a global recession, let's hope it isn't, but if it were a global recession, then global emissions will go down. I mean, it's as simple as that. I mean, emissions are tied to industrial output and to people driving cars and ships and planes and boats. If they stop because consumerism takes a back seat for a while, then, of course, it will look much, much better. And there is a danger that people will say, oh, well, the emissions are reducing, when in fact it's only the recession which is talking, and as soon as the recession picks up again, or the economies pick up again, then it actually will get worse. So this is actually what the environment groups are saying. This is a fantastic time to start rethinking the whole thing.
Meanwhile, in Brussels, John, this week, European leaders reached agreement on Gordon Brown's fantastic plan to bail out the banks. They didn't find it quite so easy to reach agreement on climate change.
That's much more nitty-gritty stuff. Well, what you've had there is this real rollercoaster ride where, over the last few weeks, we've all been reporting on how Britain and other countries have been trying to undermine the European agreements on climate change for its renewable energies and things like that. And it came to a climax with Poland and Italy trying desperately to undermine the whole thing publicly, and they failed. And EU leaders have basically said, no, we are committed to this package. What that's going to mean is three enormous, great, effectively, bills coming out, which are going to determine how industry works, how consumers work, and things like that. Very, very ambitious stuff. Now, that's all going to go forward now on Monday when the environment ministers meet, and they will get down to the nitty-gritty of the whole thing. So that's going to be the real hard graft happens then. The idea is that by December, the first week in December, the Parliament and the Commission have agreed, and the EU has a final package which will involve reductions of 50% emissions by 2020, which is quite ambitious, not as ambitious as Britain alone. And they will take that to the World Climate Talks, which are taking place in Poland the following week. So it's still on target. They're still hanging in there. There's lots of opposition, but so far the line is holding.
John, many thanks.